Well, so glad that you can all join us here. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. And Mike Fay, you were just saying you are an old radio pro now, because Mike said to me, make sure we let everybody know about the inclement weather on its way. And you and I aren't too far from each other, my friend. According to the radar, it's going to be in our neck of the woods, the Northville, Novi, South Lyon area, pretty quickly. So just be cognizant. There's some big storms you're going to be rolling through.
Yes, there are. And imagine that, Sean, it's raining.
Yeah. This week has been, and if you're watching on StreamYard, you'll know what I'm saying. This week has been a scorcher. Just ask Mike Fay's complexion. Oh my gosh. Mike.
Yes, indeed. I am bright red, you guys, if you're watching online with us. I did put my sunscreen on. I was good, but yes, it's very, very hot outside, especially yesterday at 100 degrees, feeling like it's 100. It was tough out there teaching golf and having sweat drip off of your hat and off of everything. It was very difficult to hit the golf ball. So thank you all for coming to get some instruction from me at Walnut Creek.
Yeah, good stuff. If you haven't had the chance, go visit Walnut Creek. Go visit Mike Fay as well. BC will be joining us shortly. Jordan will not be with us tonight. We give Jordan and his family our best. So right now, Mike, we were just talking, well, other than doing our civic duty of warning people about the impending storms, there is a lot going on in the golf world currently and forthcoming as well. I mean, so much. I mean, where to start? I guess the best place to start is the BMW Championship, still in the playoff, I believe, on the fifth hole now.
I think so, on the fifth hole. I don't know. They only listed four playoff holes, so I don't know which one they just went to and hit off of. But, yeah, they just keep going. It's a slugfest with Bryson DeChambeau and Patrick Cantlay, both playing very, very good golf, and they separated themselves from the field.
You know what's interesting? I want to talk to you because obviously your eye is a little more in tune than mine, but I thought it was fascinating that you had these two guys separate themselves from the pack. And of course we're talking about Patrick Cantlay and Bryson DeChambeau, and they're like a study in contrast. They really are. I mean, Cantlay seems to be the down the middle of the fairway guy. You know, he's not going to take a lot of chances. He's just going to try to play good, mistake-free golf. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Okay. I hope everybody hears me there. Whereas, well, Bryson's just Bryson. So it's kind of fun watching the study of two really different types of golfers. Am I seeing that correctly? Is that a good read on my part?
It is a good read. They are totally different players. Down the middle, steady Eddie, event against a rip it and grip it and put it in there. And yeah, it's fun to watch. It's very, very exciting. These guys are playing really, really good.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch too, because I mean, this one would mean a lot to Patrick Cantlay, because he could wrap up one of the automatic spots for the Ryder, which is, I mean, quickly approaching. It's unbelievable. Mike, I don't know about you. It seems like A, we just started these shows, and B, we were just talking about the Masters. I mean, honestly, it just seems like this summer blew by, and I mean, the Ryder Cup just seems so, so very far away from me. I mean, it's right on us now.
I know September is Ryder Cup month, and you know, Solheim Cup coming up. We'll be talking about that as well. Yeah, the summer did fly by, and these guys, you know, you look at the FedEx Cup things. I mean, there was some big moving back and forth in there. You got Sergio Garcia getting in, and you know, it's been a lot of fun today to watch and see. I mean, just one shot, you get you in and out 30 for the final day of FedEx Cup.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. I mean, this is exactly what the tour wants. I mean, there's no doubt about it. In our own backyard, you heard Chris Renwick mention this on Sports Wrap. How about Joe Durant, a cool 300K up in Grand Blanc? Just phenomenal. The Ally, it's great to have it back up there in Grand Blanc. It's so many years at the Buick and I'll tell you what, beautiful course. They do a fantastic job up there, and it sounds like it was a great time up there.
Yes, there was. There was some great play done here. Hey, Durant won by one shot in the last hole. He made about a five-footer over Bernhard Langer, who is a stalwart on the tour for sure with all the wins he's had. But you had, you know, Doug Barron in there. We were talking about him a couple of weeks ago. Vijay Singh played fantastic. Mike Weir was up there. Ernie, Darren Clark, whoever got to go over and watch, got to see some legends there at Warwick Hills. Pretty cool stuff.
Doesn't it seem like every week, Mike, there's just a great tournament going on the championship side of thing? I mean, It seems like every week, it ends like this, and I think that's a testament to exactly what you were saying, the amount of tremendous golfers that you know are a part of the Champions Tour. You can't put a price tag on it.
You can't, and you really think about it. Over the next few years, you're going to have, you know, Phil still playing on the tour, but then he's probably going to be going to the senior tour, right? And if Tiger comes back, you know, he'll probably be playing more, you know, on the senior tour over the next 5 to 10 years. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say senior tour. BC would be very upset at me, but you know, on the Champions Tour, right?
Champions, yes.
Yeah, it's correct. Yeah, it's correct. So, you know, it's very, very healthy because of all of these great players for the last 20 years are going to be moving into that realm. And it's going to be great to be able to go watch them, you know, back in when you think about when, you know, Arnold Palmer started this with the tour and being able to go see those people and the younger people being able to go see those people that never saw them play when they're on the PGA Tour. It's fun.
Oh, no doubt about it. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll drive up there to Grand Blanc. You know, I remember the TPC in Dearborn. It was so much fun to see some of those guys that I saw as a kid, you know, and going out there back in the day. By the way, our fine producer, the esteemed, the one and only Nick Roddy, going into the sixth playoff hole now at the BMW, Mike, going into the sixth playoff hole. And I don't know about you. I think we've had this conversation before, maybe when Phil won. If I am watching this right now, I can't do the radio show. I'm not the do two things at once type of guy, Mike. So I'm going to have to rely on Nick Roddy to provide updates because if I start watching the match, that's going to happen. You hear that dead air? That's going to happen because I'm going to be watching the match. So I'm not do the two things at once, guys. So hopefully Nick Roddy will keep us up to date. Evidently, they're going back to 18 on the sixth playoff hole. They're going back to 18. Patrick Cantlay and Bryson DeChambeau. We are going to be joined by BC at some point in time during the show. Mike, as you mentioned, the Solheim Cup coming up at beautiful Inverness down in Toledo. We are going to be talking to the assistant captain for Team USA, Angela Stanford, going to be joining us at about 7:30. So looking forward to chatting with her.
Mm-hmm. We are. We've got a bunch of questions about what's going on down there. Inverness, you know, Inverness is only an hour away from here, you guys. If you aren't going, you should go.
It's beautiful course. To watch. Looking for a little revenge against Team Europe as well. So there's something to be said.
That's right. Yeah. Remember, they shot her around the world with the pick that made that putt at the end. You remember?
I do. Absolutely. Yes. No doubt about it.
Good. Patterson. Yep.
He's Mike Faye. I'm Sean Beligian. Our buddy BC should be joining us at some point in time. So glad that you are joining us. Sunday night, it's Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJR. Well, so glad you can join us on a Sunday night here, Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Just a quick update. Still in the playoff. Bryson Patrick Cantlay at the BMW Championship out in Baltimore. Certainly a lot at stake, especially if you're Patrick Cantlay. So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that. We'll be keeping an eye further south of where we are right now. As you mentioned, Mike, Inverness not that far away. If you haven't been down there, Mike, I'm going to assume you have been. I can tell you it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful down there at Inverness. So, you know, what jumps out to you about these teams, Mike, about Team USA, about Team Europe?
Well, one of the fun things, I don't know if it's happened. Did Nelly and Jessica Korda play in the last Solheim Cup? I think it's kind of cool. You got sisters playing in the Solheim Cup.
It's awesome.
You know, you've got some really good rookies. You've got Lizette Salas playing, and then Daniel Kang, Allie Ewing, Austin Ernst, Lexi Thompson on the team, Megan Kang. Then you got Jennifer Kupchow. And if you remember, I mean, I was just the women's amateur, and you got to watch her beat Maria in at the end there, and she's played fantastic this year. You know, she just came on off what third place finish, I think. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be quite exciting to watch all of these ladies play some really good golf for Team USA here. I'll be going down and watching it. Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, no doubt. There's something different. I know we've talked about it on the show, and this isn't detracting from any of the majors or anything like that. I don't want anybody to read into this, but there's something different when you have the international matches. There is. And that's not to say it's bigger than, you know, on the men's tour, the Masters, or any tournament on the ladies' tour as well. But there's a different vibe, and there's a different type of competitiveness when you have these international matches, Mike.
Yes, there is. I mean, I'm sure that we will be hearing the ole, ole, ole going on down in Inverness for sure. But the camaraderie, getting together, that kind of stuff. I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm very excited to have Angel Stanford on to talk about the preparation for the team, things like that, because what did COVID do to the Solheim Cup? That's good one call. Of the questions that I would love to ask her and find out, you know, how much different is it from 2019? The experience for the players, things like that, because it has to be different.
It's amazing. By the way, in case you're interested, Team Europe, their six qualifiers. How's that? Emily Christine Peterson, Georgia Hall, Anna Nordqvist, Sophia Popov, Charlie Hall, Carlotta Seganda. And then in regards to the captain picks, Leona Maguire, Madeline Sagstrom, Matilda Castron, Nana Corris, I'm probably hammering that, Madsen, Mel Reed, and Celine Boutier. That is Team Europe. And in case you don't remember, Team Europe won, what was it? Gosh, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, 13 and a half, 12 and a half? Was that what it was back in 2019?
It 13 was 14 and a half. Yeah, 14 and a half to 13 and a half when Suzanne Patterson knocked in the winning putt to win the final match. You know, when she wasn't was she not expected to play, all done, something like that. So it was pretty, you know, that kind of stuff. And all of those names at some point this summer, Sean, we've mentioned them on this program.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's been pretty cool to watch all of the ladies play all summer long. And this is, you know, a big deal. It's a real big deal. It's fun to watch these ladies play.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, in case you are just joining us, we are going to be chatting with Angela Stanford, the assistant captain for Team USA at the Solheim Cup. The Solheim Cup is starting actually just in a couple days, August 31st through September 6th at Inverness down in Toledo. Of course, the competition is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. For all information, SolheimCup.com. I'll spell it for you in case you can't put that together phonetically. SolheimCup.com. There are tickets available down at Inverness. And as you mentioned, Mike, not too far away, and you get to see the best in the world going at it. I mean, quite frankly, in Team Europe, Team USA, what more needs to be said?
Yes, you know, it's a lot like the Ryder Cup style formats they've got. They've got foursome matches morning and afternoon on Saturday, September 4th. Going into the, of course, there'll be practice rounds every day. But, you know, and then they got foursome matches on Sunday and four ball matches in the afternoon. And then, of course, the 12 singles matches on Monday, September 6th, which is just a battle.
Mm.
Fun stuff.
By the way, how about this? Nick Roddy informing us right now. Congratulations, Patrick Cantlay, your BMW championship champion. I guess Bryson missed a putt to extend it, according to Nick. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nick or Mike, but I think that puts him in the automatic qualifiers for the Ryder. Wasn't that the talk earlier today that if he won the tournament, that puts him in the top six, and so he would be an automatic qualifier for the Ryder. I want to make sure I'm 100% correct on that, but boy, oh boy, that's a huge, huge win.
Big, big win. You know, when you go up, they were talking about it. If you remember correctly, they changed it last year. Going into the top 30, you start at, what, 10 under, 8 under, and they go down from there, a list, and the 30th position is at even par. Starting the golf tournament, which I think we, if I remember correctly, we had talked about that, whether we agreed or not agreed, but they're doing it again this year. And you know, him winning that gets him also a, you know, a 2-shot lead, starting out, or lead over the field. I think that's 10 and 8 and 6, I think, something like that, going back down there. So, you know, he clinched a final automatic spot for the U.S. Ryder Cup team in the 6-hole playoff. Thank you, Nick. Very, very cool.
Yeah. Pretty stinking cool. So it, as we mentioned, that was a lot was riding on that. And congratulations to Patrick Cantlay, not only for taking care of business out in Baltimore, but now automatic spot on the U.S. Ryder Cup. How stinking cool is that? So, boy, you know, Mike, we have seen some long playoffs this year, haven't we? It just seems like, doesn't it seem like every other week we're talking about a long playoff? I mean, it's that's just been the type of year it's been, right?
Not quite, you know, quite used to only having two in the long playoff, right? We had 6 and 4 and, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, these guys are very, very good at what they do. And right now you look at it right at the end. I mean, we're talking about both of them had big chances to win and they hit it in the water or they chunk a chip. And next thing you know, it's tied at the end. So pretty cool for Cantlay.
Entertaining. You know, and I'm going to say it again. I know I mentioned it before, and I know what people think about Bryson, but my goodness gracious, you either love the guy or you hate the guy, which means you want to watch the guy. I mean, that just seems to be the case with Bryson. There's always something with Bryson DeChambeau, Mike.
There always is with him. I see that. I'm sure he's had it on, but he's got the logo going. He's got the hat going. He has inspired a generation of junior golfers that are wearing that kind of clothing with the hat, which is pretty cool. It's all good. It's all good for the game of golf. Him trying to hit the ball as far as he possibly can and wedge it up there. You know, he's inspiring these young kids to play golf, whether you like him or don't like him.
Yep. No doubt about that. So once again, congratulations, Patrick Cantlay, knocking off Bryson in extra holes. He wins the BMW championship, locks himself up on a spot for the Ryder Cup as well. Don't you go anywhere, because as we mentioned, the Solheim Cup is going to be down in Toledo, Ohio. The assistant captain for Team USA, Angela Stanford, will be joining us in just a few minutes here. Don't you go anywhere. He is Mike Fay. I'm Sean Bellegian. This is Spin on Golf. So glad you could join us, 7:34 on a Sunday night here, 760 WJR. It is indeed Spin on Golf. Well, I'll tell you what, when football season starts, we're going to have to give our next guest a call. She can come on and be an analyst with us as well. She was telling us during the break what a football fan she is. And I'll tell you what, she wasn't kidding. She knew her stuff, but we'll talk football another day with her. We are honored to have Angela Stanford on the show tonight. How does this sound, Angela? Assistant captain for Team USA at the 2021 Solheim Cup. How does that sound, Angela? Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. It sounds amazing. You know, I never thought I would have the opportunity. When Pat called and asked, I had to do it. So I love the Solheim Cup, and I'm so excited for next week.
Tell us how that phone call went. I mean, as you mentioned, it kind of took you by surprise. Walk us through that moment.
Well, it was during COVID. So she called, and I was actually out hitting golf balls in my hitting bay outside. And she's like, "Are you busy?" I'm like, "No, I'm just hitting balls." And we talked for over an hour. And, you know, we've always been very, very good friends. And, you know, she was very honest about, "Hey, if you make the team, you know, I want you to do what you want to do." But I'm so excited that she asked. And, you know, to get to see the other side of it, you know, I've played on six of them. And when Pat asked me again, I've always looked up to Pat. She's always been one of my good friends. And I had to do it. And I've had a great time learning from her.
Good stuff. Solheim Cup, of course, starting Tuesday, running through September 6th, not too far from us, about an hour away from where we are down at Inverness. Of course, competition Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. If you have a chance, get down there. You won't regret it. Go to www.solheimcup.com. Talk about the team a little bit, Angela. I mean, this is, look, revenge is on the mind. We'll get to that in greater detail, I'm sure, in the moment. But talk about the team a little bit. What has you excited?
Well, the Americans have been playing so good. You know, if you look at our lineup from top to bottom, I mean, they're just so solid. And I've kind of followed their stats all year long. And I mean, they're playing so good. So obviously, Nelly wins a major, wins a gold medal. She's number one in the world. You know, I'm not sure I can remember the last Solheim Cup that American played as number one in the world. So that's pretty special. And to do it on home soil is going to be really cool for her. Lexi, you know, I think she's the backbone. You know, this is her fifth one. You know, she's so solid all the time. And then you have people like Lizette Salas, who this is also her fifth one, and she loves putting on the red, white, and blue. So just top to bottom, even the younger players, the rookies, they don't seem like rookies, like a Jennifer Kupcho. You know, she doesn't seem like a rookie because she's played on the big stage. I mean, she won the amateur event at Augusta National. So, you know, even if she's a rookie on this team, she doesn't play like one.
Great stuff. Mike is our LPGA expert. There's no doubt about that. Mike, what do you got for Angela?
Yeah, Angela, I wanted to ask you, you know, coming into this, the interaction between the team and things like that going in, how's COVID really changed what happened between the last time we did this in 2019 and now? What's different about it this year?
Well, I think we got lucky. You know, I think with people getting vaccinated and really this next spike has just kind of started. And, you know, I think we're going to get the Solheim Cup in. I think we're going to get the Ryder Cup in. But I think everybody's being a little more careful and cautious. And we will test. The Europeans had to test before they came over. So, you know, but I think as players, we're used to that protocol. And everybody knows when they're weeks off at home, they need to be careful. And So it's changed in that, you know, we're having to test, but it sounds like there are going to be lots of people coming out in Toledo. So hopefully people are vaccinated. They're going to stay safe. And I think it's going to be a good time.
Once again, kindly joining us, Angela Stanford, Team USA assistant captain, Solheim Cup down at Inverness. Great community event. There are tickets available, solheimcup.com. How about this? Kids in free during practice rounds. So just an outstanding time for everybody. Oh, by the way, we get some outstanding golf as well. Angela, I want to ask you, you have experience not only on the tour, but playing in these international competitions. And it's something that we've talked a lot about on the show. There's something different about the Solheim Cup, about the Ryder Cup. I'm not going to say it's better than winning a major or anything like that. How would you describe it, though? I mean, as somebody who's played in both of those competitions, how would you describe whatever it is, that difference that everybody seems to see? All right, I think we...
I mean, maybe you're winning a Solheim Cup. You know, I've never been so nervous in my life as when I teed off on a Solheim Cup on the first tee. I mean, it's nerve-wracking. And when you get to that Sunday and you're holding a Solheim Cup, it's not just you. You know, it's 11 other ladies. And I think that's what sets it apart. You know, we play an individual sport. And I say, this is the best event because I spend 2 years trying to beat these girls. And now they get to be on my team for like 1 week out of the year. They get to be my teammate. So that's what makes it great. You know, I think, you know, people love team sports. They love football and baseball and basketball and hockey. And they just love that team that, and it is different when you're holding that cup on, now it'll be Monday this year. It's that, you know, that you've done your job, but 11 other people had to do their job to win that cup. And that's what makes it different.
Good stuff. Mike.
Yes, Angela, wanted to ask you about the sisters. Are we going to see them play together or not play together this week? Do you know? We need to know.
I feel like I'd be giving away like state secrets if I told you. you know, I don't want to get to Toledo and Pat's already mad at me, but I think from past experiences they've proven that they can play really well together. I'll put it like this. I'll be shocked if they don't play together. How about that?
All right. Very, very cool.
Angela, how much do you guys talk about what happened in 2019? Is that something that is there? Is that a rallying cry, or have you turned the page and said that was then, this is now? How much of that is involved in the preparation for the 2021 Solheim?
Well, unfortunately, we did not win the cup, but it's good for when we roll into Toledo. It's a nice reminder. Hey, even if the Europeans always say that we're the favorite, the Europeans always say that they're the underdog no matter what, but we don't have the cup. So in my mind, that makes us the underdogs. You know, we have to go win it from them. They have it. So I think it's great for our team going into this week, knowing that, hey, we don't have it. We're not trying to retain it this week. We're trying to win it back. So you do think about the last one when you get to this point, because you realize who has it and who doesn't. So we have to go get it.
Great stuff. I can't help but notice behind you, there's a picture. I can't see it clearly, but it looks like you've got the American flag draped around you. It's a layup. I can't even imagine what it would be like to represent your country. You've had that opportunity before, but how could you put it into words, Angela?
I'm not even sure I can, but it just feels like, you know, and I grew up playing team sports, and it always mattered, you know, the name on the front of my jersey. That mattered more than the one on the back. And when you put on the colors, it's very obvious who you're playing for. And it's just one of the most proud moments you can ever have. When you get to put on the red, white, and blue, you get to have teammates, and you're going out to try to win. There's not a feeling like it. In any sport, no matter what you're doing, that when you put on your colors and you go try to win, it's different and it's awesome.
Oh, good stuff. Mike, anything else before we wish Angela all the best?
Well, I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I will be there cheering everybody on. And we're trying to get as many people down here from the Detroit area to go down and watch all of you ladies play. Good luck to you. And we'll be watching. Cool stuff. Thank you.
I tell people all the time, if you ever wanted to just yell on a golf course, this is your chance. Like, come out, get loud, wear your red, white, and blue, wear the European colors. I don't care what color you wear. Get out there and cheer and have a great time, because it's going to be some of the best golf you're going to see.
Well, go Angela, go United States of America. And Angela, we will be calling you in the next few weeks as our Dallas Cowboys correspondent as well. Now we have a Dallas Cowboys correspondent, but first things first, take care of business down in Inverness. We're looking forward to seeing you. We're looking forward to seeing Team USA. All the best to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Once again, Angela Stanford kindly joining us on the show, assistant captain for Team USA. Hey, go to SolheimCup.com. Make sure you get down to beautiful Inverness. Tickets are still available. Kids in free during practice rounds. It should be outstanding. One more segment to go here. Spin on Golf. So glad you could join us. Mike Fay, Sean Bellegian, Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Well, you know, at the beginning of the show, we gave you our public service announcement and talked about the storms rolling through. They've been rolling through. As I pointed out to Mike during the break, the temperature when I went on the air was 89 degrees out here where I live. It is 73 now. So I'll tell you what, it brings a smile on my face. I hope power stays on, no more flooding, any of those things. But Mike, as you and I have been talking about, this has been a stretch of unprecedented heat and humidity, and it'll be nice to open the windows again, because I feel like I've been in air conditioning for weeks in a row now. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. You can tell by, if you're watching online, by the color of my face, I've been out in it. It is so hot outside. Yeah, it's time for us guys here to get a break from that.
A little bit.
Yeah, temperatures will be a little bit better next week, it looks like. So I'm excited for that. You know, at least the wind was blowing a little bit today, which is different because we haven't had that.
Yeah.
Look who's here. He's coming in.
Well, he was coming in. Hopefully we get a chance to catch up with BC, because, you know, what would be the last show without hearing from BC at least talking about the POW? We need a POW, don't we? There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, BC.
Unbelievable. Hey, my car. Who cares? My key got wet, so, you know, you can't do anything with a key that's wet. A key fob.
Oh, no.
You know, whatever.
You get a chance to watch a BMW at all, BC? I know you were playing. Do you get a chance to watch it a little bit?
No, I just got done. I did not see it. I know my buddy had a couple chances there at the end. He didn't get it done. I did not see it. Who ended up winning?
Patrick Cantlay ends up winning. Wow. He clinches that automatic sixth spot for the Ryder Cup as well. So what a massive win for Patrick Cantlay. Unbelievable.
You know, the difference between number 30 and number 31 is only $375,000 and a free trip to Augusta. That's all that was on stake today. No big deal. No big deal. Curtis Cup, huh, Mikey? What a comeback yesterday.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
Talked about that yesterday.
Mike, I know while we have a second, and BC, I'm glad that you're checking in with us. We got about 5 minutes, and I was just saying we couldn't finish off the show without hearing from you and the POW, that's for sure, the POW. But Mike, the high schoolers underway. I know you wanted to talk about that. And a special shout out to your daughter, who was a medalist, I hear, huh?
She was. Had a little Catholic League match. She was a medalist. So very proud of her playing some golf. And all the kids playing golf, you know, girls high school golf starting up here in Michigan over the last couple of weeks. Kids are rolling, hitting the golf ball around, having some fun. So good luck to everybody playing. It's all good.
You know, BC, you missed it. We had a chance to talk to Angela Stanford, and of course, she is an assistant captain for the Solheim Cup coming up this week down at beautiful Inverness. What a great conversation with her, and talking about how.
Other side.
Hey, listen. Other side.
other side. You don't talk to the other side. Too close. Don't talk to the other side. No. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, hey, listen, just talking about the Solheim Cup, and I know we've talked about it so much in the past. I mean, the Ryder Cup, the Solheim, just outstanding stuff when you have, you know, Team Europe taking on Team USA.
Yeah, it's so good for golf. It's so good for our little ethnicities that we represent, Europe and the United States, and it's just really good for the bonding of the world that we have one thing in common here. You know, we're all trying to do this together, and we all can play golf and have a good time and have shared competition. But it's going to be an awesome show at Inverness. I look for. A lot of people are going to be surprised what they see in Inverness. The place is spectacular.
Once again, so glad you could join us. Spin on Golf. This is the last show. We think we might have another show down the line. Yes. We're working on some things, but we think this is the last show. If it is the last show, let me ask you boys what you have. Mike, I'll start with you. What do you have coming up? What are some of the things that you're going to be looking forward to?
Yeah, pretty excited about starting season 3 of my podcast, Mike Fay Golf Show. And we also do a live stream on Sunday nights. So excited about that. Getting a lot of questions from a lot of you out there that I coach about fall and winter golf coaching. So putting a lot of those plans in place for all of you that want to get better over the winter. So that's what I have going right now, Sean. It's all good.
BC, what about you? What do you have coming up?
It's time to get some of the kids back in the gym, the boys back in the gym, and start to work on their speed again. The girls, it's trying to get their balls in the hole this time of the year, Mikey, and try to get some success and try to get some W's out of these girls before the snow flies. But that's about it. You know, I head south in about a month and a half. It's kind of sad to see, but I'm really looking forward to some fall golf here, and there will be no match play for me this year, but oh well, so what? Too bad.
Is there anything better?
I'm the POW today.
Yeah, is he the POW?
I'm the POW today.
Oh no.
I'm the POW. I think my wife told me I've been a punk lately.
Mike, what were you going to say? You were saying, is there anything better? I'm intrigued to see how you finish that sentence.
BC, is there anything better than fall golf?
Love it.
In Michigan?
I really like it because the air is clear. You know, after what we've been through the last 3 weeks, the air is clear, the leaves are changing, and I'm not a fan of leaves coming down, but there is some coolness and some spirituality that goes with it, with being out in nature in that time. And I would look forward to going up north and seeing all that happen. It's Northern Michigan. So cool.
Mike, I'll piggyback on what you said. That early morning tea time, I'll go do one with my wife on a Saturday morning before all the college action starts. Honest to goodness, it's one of the funnest days of the year. I mean, it's you go out golfing, you go home, watch college football. In my case, you call a college football game. What a great day. I mean, it really is. It's just a great day. And as you mentioned, boy, you want some sights around here. You head up north, you head out west, you're going to get something beautiful around here in the months of September and the month of October. No doubt about
it. Speaking of that, is the Illini leading the Big Ten right now?
Brett Bielema, welcome back, and he immediately takes care of business by punking Mr. Frost in Nebraska yesterday in week zero. Boys, it's been fun all year, no doubt about it. I want to say before we leave as well, our thoughts are with Jordan and his family. It is something. Been there, done that. BC, I know you have as well. There's nothing else I can say. That just our thoughts and prayers are with you, Jordan. And you know, you need anything, we're all just a phone call away.
Yeah, Stan is such a good guy. Such good people up there at Thunder Bay. I feel for him.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, any final shout-outs for you guys? We got about 1 minute. Here's your shot. Mike?
Everybody go play some golf this weekend. Do that. It'll be fun. Fill up the golf course on Labor Day.
BC, final word.
I tell you what, take your whole family to go play golf. No better time than spending time with your family on the golf course.
You got it.
I'll echo that. Always a pleasure, guys. Hopefully we talk sooner rather than later. Eric Dortch back at the station. Thank you. Nick Roddy as well. Thanks for all you do for everybody involved. I'm Sean Belegian saying so long for now. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.